Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Today we'll learn the Refuah Shleima, Shimon Tzvi ben Peril, Mordechai ben Maya, Moshe Shmuel ben Bas Yabela, and Avigal Bas Esther Malta. So we were discussing a machlokes. What if a guy makes a Nziris while standing in a cemetery? That's the case. He's in the cemetery and he makes in his ears while in the cemetery. Does that work? It's a machlokas. Right? It's a machlokas. That's not so simple. Tafyon would be a lot shorter if there wasn't a machlokas. So, Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, you become a Nazir. And Rish Lakish said, no, you don't become a Nazir. Right?
You have to wait
until the
Tumah's over.
Right. So now, Eishvei, one second. Misha Hayatamei, the Nazir, right? This is a brisa, the Tosefta actually. Misha hayatamei. If somebody was tamei v'nazar, and he became a nazir, right? Asur legaleach, he's not allowed to take a haircut. V'lishnos yayin, or to drink wine. Ulatamei lemesim, or to go to a cemetery. V'im gilech, and if he did that, if he took a haircut. V'shasi yayin, v'nimba lemesim. Harei zesof, v'ges arbaim. You get malchus for that. Now one second. If the Naziris is chal, hainu time of the sofa gets arboyim. That's why you get malchus. If it's not chal, Rishlokish, am I sofa gets arboyim? Why are you getting malchus? So Rishlokish answers, hachav, mayaskinan, biyotse v'nichnas. The case was, you left and you came back. What does that mean? Says Tosfos on top. Biyotse minatoma. No. You waited for your tuma to be over. Vihiza. You got the sprinkling of the Parah Adumah, Vishana Vitaval, then you went to the mikvah again, Vikibel Alav Naziris Pamacheres, you were Makabel Naziris again, Vishuv Nichnas Lutumah, then you became Tomei again.
What's the
Kiddush? V'ha the Kiddush is, Daf Agav Delo Hadar V'Amar Harini Nazir, you didn't have to say again, I'm going to be a Nazir. Ella Yach, Ella Omar, Yachil Alai Naziris, to have a Nazir, Kidipirish Lam Bekundris. In other words, I didn't make a new declaration of Naziris, I'm relying on the old one.
When did he say he wanted to be a Nazir?
In the cemetery.
And then he walked out?
Then he walked out, waited 7 days,
became tar,
went back into the cemetery. So of course he got Malchus for that. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, I never said I'm going to be a Nazir again. My declaration in the cemetery worked. Of course you're not a Nazir, of course you're not, you're Tom, but it works. The declaration, all the declaration. I'm going to be a Nazir. When? When I'm Tomei, when I'm Tar. Right now I'm sitting in the cemetery. Of course it doesn't work.
So his Naziris is on hold, is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
His Naziris is on hold until all the delays.
Exactly. That's according to Rish Lakish, the Tzachal. That's a good question. That's a good point. I'm not sure. That's the next one. Inami. I'm back in still does. Yesh Lomar. The Kamash one, Bryce. So the Chiddush here is the Miyad Kishe Yitar. The minute you become Tahar, Mutul Alav Lakabel Naziris Miyad. You must become a Nazir right away. The over Babalta Achim Eino Nazir. And the over Babalta Achim, if you don't. In other words, right, we have a guy who says, I promise to become a Nazir. When? If you don't specify, right away. So what did the guy do? He's in a cemetery. I promise to become a Nazir. He can't become a Nazir. Now you're in a cemetery. All right. Go matar yourself. And then right away, you got to be a Nazir. So what did this guy do? He went back into the cemetery. So of course he's going to get malchus for that. Now, none of the mission to Bryce, didn't say anything about this.
Yeah.
See, Rish Lakish is forced to put all of this into the brisa, because otherwise it goes against the shita.
So the guy who holds that it's on hold,
yeah,
he has to hold to the girl.
No.
Why not?
Because when he said, I'm going to be a Nazir,
right,
it cannot take effect now.
I said the person who holds that Rish Lakish holds that it's on hold.
Rish Lakish holds.
Now.
No, that's Rabbi Yochanan held like that. Rish Lakish holds it's not chal in a cemetery at all.
Not chal.
The Zirith.
Zirith is not
chal. Right.
It doesn't work.
I just had a brisa that seems to say you get malchus. It doesn't take effect. I had a brisa that seems to say that you get malchus. That's
guy
because
guy
he went out.
The guy holds it,
Right?
So here, he took one of the zeros. He comes back.
So what does he hold?
Now he should get two of the zeros.
So he might hold. No, he might hold that. It starts now. And maybe have to be a carbon. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's a good question what you're asking. It's a good question. Okay. Now, Eisvei, another kasha. Listen to this line. Ain bein, we've had this line six times today. Ain bein tamei shenazar. There's no difference between a tamei person who says, I want to be a nazir. L'nazir tahar. To a tahar person who becomes a nazir. Shenitma, who becomes tamei. A tar person who says, I want to be a nazir, right? Who then becomes tamei, that happens. That's the normal case. That guy's a nazir. Happens to me. He goes to a cemetery, right? It's El, he wants to go visit his grandparents. That happens. He's a tar person who becomes tamei, who's a nazir, becomes tamei. There's no difference between him and a tamei person who declares nazirus. There's no difference. What's the only difference? Ella, the only difference is, Shetame Shenazar, a Tame person who declares Naziris, Shavi Shalo Olulo Min Aminyim. His seventh day, right, he has to go and become Tar. So he goes to do the Paraduma. His seventh day becomes day one. If a Tar person becomes Tame, his seventh day is not day one. What happens if a Tar person is a Nazir? And it becomes Tomei. It starts all over again. Right? Start all over again, right?
Yes.
What's day one? Not day seven.
No, day one.
Day eight is day one.
Day one.
But if you're a Tomei person who declared Nazirus, which we don't even know if you can even do that, but if you're a Tomei person who declares Nazirus, you got to become Tar, right?
Right.
Paradu takes 7 days. Day seven becomes day one. Okay? Day seven becomes day one. Right?
Shabbos is tomorrow.
What?
Something about Shabbos.
It is?
Yeah, Shabbos is tomorrow. It's a bad Shabbos.
Yeah, I don't recall.
There's the common new class.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's just read this one Tosfos. The next Tosfos. Kishehize Gimel Vishana Bezayim. Right? You sprinkle on the third and seventh day. Vitaval Yom Zayim. And then you go to the mikvah, leminyan naziris tahira. That's day one. Lefisha ein sarach lahavi carbon beches al tumaso. You don't have to bring a carbon. Why not? Because you never have to bring a. Listen to this. You never bring a carbon when you're tamei meis. A guy's tamei meis. A guy went to a cemetery. So what happens now? You have to get a paraduma water. You don't have to bring a carbon. You don't have to bring a carbon for that. You never have to bring a carbon just because you're tamei meis. The only time you have to bring a carbon is if you're a nazir who becomes tamei. If you're a regular person who becomes tamei, you don't have to bring a carbon, except for paraduma. So here, he declared his nazirus when he was tamei. The nazirus is not going to begin until he's tar. Because a tamei person can't be a nazir. So what does he do? He has to wait out 7 days. Day seven, does he have to bring carbonos? No. For what? What is he being kabbalas for?
What was that?
Mixes young girl. No, but you see what's going on? A guy. A guy. There is no carbon. That's what I'm trying to point out. When a regular, let's just, because if you don't get this, he's not going to get the whole daf. A regular person says, I want to be a nazir. It's wonderful, excellent. At 15 days into his naziris, he becomes tamei. What happens now?
He has to wait seven days.
Bring carbonos. Why does he have to bring carbonos? Because he broke his naziris and start over. What's day one to start over? Day eight. You have to wait till the yitar, and you have to bring carbonos. What are you bringing carbonos for? Because he broke his naziris. Because here he was tamei when he declared his naziris. So the naziris never really started. When's it going to start? When he finishes being tamei. When's that going to happen? 7 days from now. Does he have to bring carbonos?
No.
Why not? Because no tamei person getting out of tumah has to bring carbonos. So why is he any different? So he brings korbanos? No. What happens to him? What? Exactly. So therefore, there's no difference between a tameh person who becomes a nazir or a nazir who becomes tameh. The only difference is what day you start to count. If you're a tameh person who declared nazirus, you can start on day seven. Day seven will also be day one. Why? Nor kabanos. Good? What? Doesn't have nothing to do with that. That's part of becoming tahar. But therefore, day seven can also be day one. Right? Good?
Yeah, not that complicated
at all. I'm sorry. Now, but one second, Rish Lakish, if you're telling me that Naziris is not even Chal, you're in a cemetery, am I all the Loman Aminyan? So why is day seven day one? How could that be? Right? Amar Mar, Bar Ravashi, Mechal Kulayama Lo Pligin Dechal. No, everybody agrees it's Chal. No one has a dispute about that. You want to declare Naziris? Anytime you want to declare it, it's going to work. Ella, Ki Pligi, what's the issue? Lamalki. Do you get Malkus? Why? Because a Nazir Tomei gets Malkus. Right? He violates the law. We didn't talk about that yet, ever, but it's out there. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Kivin the Chayla, since it's Chal, lucky, on Tumah. Rish Lakish Savar, lo lucky, he doesn't have Malkus, the Chayla, but it's still Chal. Why? So there's a mean in the pasuk that you don't get Malkus for this. Well, if you declare Naziris while you're Tomei, you don't get Malkus. Of course it's Chal, but you don't get Malkus. Okay?
I don't understand Rabbi Yochanan. He says that it doesn't take effect yet.
He says it does. The question was, Rish Lakish said it doesn't. Now we're changing it. Of course he holds it takes effect. You don't get Malkus. Why not? That's a pasuk. Asi Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish another question. One second. Misha Nazar who beits akvaros. One second. It is the Mishnah. If somebody makes a naziris and he's standing in a cemetery, afilo hayesham shloshim yom, even if he has 30 days, ain ol in lo men aminyan, it doesn't count. The ain o maybe carbon tumah, and you don't bring a carbon tumah. Oh, carbon tumah who do lo maisi? The tumah you don't bring carbon. Hamilka lucky leb, but malchus itakaget. Maybe that's pshat. So the Gemara says no. But din who do listni ain aloket. Really, we would tell you don't get malchus either. Ela mishum de kabay la misni seifa. We want to mention the seifa. What's the seifa? Yatzav nichnas. What does the seifa say? If the guy went out and came back, oh lo men aminyan, you know, maybe carbon tumah. It counts, and you have to bring a carbon for tumah. And therefore, that's obvious to get Malkus. Obvious. That in that case, you get Malkus. I don't have to mention that. So therefore, we only tell you about Tumah.
He's
for sure he's tar now. Now you walk back into a cemetery on your own free will. Of course you get Malkus. Tana, we learned. Tana Resha, ain't any carbon Tumah. So therefore, we said in the Resha, it's ain't maybe carbon Tumah. Even though ain't a chedami, Malkus is the same thing. Tashma, one second. We just asked the following question. Ein bein tamei shenazar l'nazir tar shenitma. There's no difference between a tamei person who becomes a nazir and a tar person who becomes tamei. There's no difference between those two people. Ella shenitma shenazir. Ella shenitma shenazir. A tamei person who becomes a nazir. Shavi shalo olam and aminyan. His seventh day counts as day one. Right? Why does it count as day one? Again, no kabanos. The Nazir Tar Shenitma,
but he's repeating this now?
Yeah, he's repeating. He's asking the same question. The Nazir Tar Shenitma Ein Shavi Olam and Aminyan, right? Which implies Halamalkas Zevizah Shavin. When it comes to Malkas, they're both exactly the same, right? In other words, even a Tummy person who declares Naziris in a cemetery gets Malkas. That's the implication. Rish Lakish said it's not true. So Amalei, no, low, no. It doesn't mean that they're the same regarding Malkus. It means Letiglachas Zevedes Shavin. It means they're the same regarding taking a haircut. That they both have to take a haircut on day seven. That's what it means. Avolinian Malkus Mai. What about Malkus? So the halacha must be Zeh, a Nazir Tahar that became Tamei is Loke. The Zeh, but a Tamei person that declared Naziris. In a loka, he doesn't get Malkus. Right? So Lisnayu, so why isn't that mentioned? Why isn't that mentioned? It's a big difference. Right? He says, the only difference is the seventh day. That's not the only difference. There's another difference now. Which difference? Malchus. So the Gemara answers, Bitakanta komairi, bikilkula lo komairi. No, we're only talking about things, how you get out of it. Not things that happen to you. You're right. What are the consequences? Whether you're Tomei and declare Naziris, or you're Tohar and then you become Tomei. I don't care about all that. The only question we want is, how do you get out of it? The answer is, if you're Tomei, and you're already Tomei, and you declare Naziris, day 7 counts as day 1. And if you're a Tar, day 7, and then you become Tomei, day 7 does not count as day 1. Okay? Next. Mish Toshma. Mish Ahaya Tomei V'Nazar. If somebody was Tomei and he became a Nazir, Aser Legaleach, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Lishtos Yayin, you're not allowed to drink wine. Vim Gilach, and if you did that, if you took a haircut, Vishasi Yayin, and you drank wine, Vanilla Mason, and you got Tomei, Harezeh, Sofagets Arbayim. You get Malchus for that. There's no way Rish Lakish can understand this brisa. Rish Lakish just got to finish saying, no, you don't get Malchus. But it's Chal. Black and white. You know what? Tiofta. Rish Lakish is wrong. It can't be Pshat. Okay? What? One for each Aveira you do. Right. Okay? Next. Boy Rava. Ready? That's a code word for getting Malchus.
Why don't we use a different terminology?
I don't know. It depends on who wrote it. Different Tanayim had different Lashonos. Yeah. Boy Rava. Nazir, who beis hakvaros, mahu. If a Nazir's in a cemetery, mahu, what's the din? What do you mean, what's the din? This question is as follows. There's a halacha that, let's say a tar person is in the Beis HaMikdash and all of a sudden the dead body falls on top of him in the Beis HaMikdash. So halacha is he has to get out of there. How long can he stay before he leaves? Or maybe he's Tomei, maybe he gets car raised that second because he's Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't want to do that. The answer is it's an ones. So the Torah gives you a certain amount of time to get out of there. It's called Kidei Hishtach Havoya. How long it takes to bow. It's not a second. There's a few seconds. Like Toch Kidei Dibur, almost. It's like Toch Kidei Dibur in time. You don't have a set. You have a few seconds before you have to get out. Does that same thing apply by another in a cemetery? Or does that din only apply in the Beis HaMikdash? Right. So, and a Nazir is a person who's Torah normally. So now when you're in a cemetery, is it instantaneous that you become Tomei and then therefore you brun your Naziris, or do you have 2-3 seconds to get out? That's the Gemara's Rava's question. What?
How can you get out in 3 seconds?
You're right by the entrance.
That's the door.
Right?
George, it's an evacuation.
What?
3 seconds.
What? Wait. Yeah.
if he goes into it, the cemetery itself is Tommy, that place is Tommy. How can he get in? I mean, if he gets in, he's walking.
That's exactly Rava's question. That's exactly Rava's question. Even if you walk in, you're not Tommy yet because you have a few seconds to get back out. That's Rava's question. Because that's the din of the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you're not Tomei until you stay there. You don't get car race until you stay there for a few seconds.
More than a few seconds.
Kadesh, whatever that is. It's not instantaneous. So that's exactly Rava's question. It's the same thing applied by a Nazir. Or maybe only in the Beis HaMikdash. So, boy Rava, Nazir who Beis HaKvaros Mal. What's the story? Boy Shehiyah LaMalkas Olo. Do you require Shehiyah to get Malkas? Or not? Hey Chidami, what's the case? If we are standing outside, I warn you, don't go in there. Don't go in there. You're a Nazi. You're not allowed to go in there. Lamali Shehiyah. So why do I care? Why is there a time limit? I warned you not to go in. Nazir, my time Allah boy Shehiyah. Why would another not need Shehiyah? To Kamasir Bey. Because I warned you. Right? Hachanami Kamasir Bey. So to be here, you're warned. Right?
Where's here?
In other words, when the Nazir walks in, even if he's not warned, The point is, there's no shahiyah, because you're not supposed to do that. That can't be the case. That can't be the case. Because if I warn you in advance, there's no shayla you can't go in. And there's no shayla if you do, well, in a few seconds to get out, none of those things. It's instantaneous. Look, you don't shenichnas b'seva teva migdal. No, the answer is I went in a box. I went in a box. The nazir. The nazir went in a box. So is he tamei? No. Why? Maybe tumas avir, whatever. Okay. There's a break. Uba chavero. Some rascal comes. Upaga me'alav madiva. And makes a hole in the bottom of the box. Now there's all the tumma went into the box. Right? Now, ki gomrin and shehiyah b'beis hamikdash. When do we say this is such a concept of shehiyah in the beis hamikdash? Abel avroi lo. Outside the beis hamikdash, there's no such thing. Oh, dilma, or maybe loshna. No, there is such a thing. Right? Look at the top tosfos. Tchilas knisaso b'makom tamei b'heter. You're allowed to walk in a makom tamei b'heter. V'lo lakia knisa. You don't get malchus for walking in. You get malchus for remaining there. That's an important distinction. You don't get malchus for walking in. You get malchus for remaining. How long after remaining there? Not that long. A few seconds. Right? Ki matam. And the answer is teiku. The answer is teiku anyway. What? What do you mean? So we don't know the answer. Is it compared to the... This idea of shehiyah only applies to the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't apply anywhere else.
We don't usually have a take with on something that's practical. We usually have a take with on questions that are...
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What happens when Nazir just walks into the cemetery? What's the answer?
Right. No. The question was, if he walks into a cemetery, walking in the heter, then the Isra comes later. He walked in a box. Now the Isra came later because somebody opened the box. So is the Isra instantaneous or he has a few seconds? That we don't know. That's not so common.
Why don't the Beis HaMikdash? The guy walks inside to a house.
It's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
The guy's a nazir.
And he walks into a house. It doesn't apply.
At that instant somebody
died. Right, right. It's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Is there such a thing by the Beis HaMikdash? You're right.
So is there a time limit in the house?
I don't know. Same thing as a cemetery, no?
Exactly. That's why I asked the question.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Why did you jump in the Beis HaMikdash?
What?
Exactly.
That's the Gemara's question. Ki gamrin shehiyah beis hamikdash avla brailo dumaloshna.
No, it's
different. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that there's such a thing. If I would write in the Torah, I never would have made such a rule like this. But I didn't write it. Hashem wrote it, and He made a rule like this. Can I tell you? Right? There's such a thing as shehiyah in the beis hamikdash. Yeah. Okay.
So if you jump back and forth, there's no issue.
Correct. Boy Rav Ashi, next question. Nazir, v'hu b'beis hakvaros, ta'an giluach? Right? So now everyone agrees that when you're mekabel nazir is in a cemetery, it works. Everyone agrees. Rav Shlakish has been disproven. Everyone agrees it works. The question is, you have to count 7 days till your tar, right? Do you have to take a haircut on day 7? Normally, when a nazir becomes tameh, he has to bring karbonos, count it, and take a haircut again. Start over fresh. Exactly. It never took effect, but it did take effect. So let's ask this question. Do you take a haircut now on day 7? Oh, no, we're not. Right? Ki boy taglachas. When do you require a haircut? Tohar shenazar. I'm sorry. Tohar shenitma. Tohar shenitma. Deka nitma. Because metame lezirutse. He was metame his naziris. Avol tame shenazar lo. But here, tame shenazar did not do that. Odil maloshna. Or maybe there's no difference. Toshma, 1 second. Didn't our Mishnah say that? Mishinazar b'hu beis hakvaros. Somebody was mekabel naziris in the cemetery. Va'afilu ha'yesham shloshim yom. Even if he's there for 30 days, ain't a olo min a minyan. It doesn't count. The ain't a maybe carbon l'tuma, and he doesn't bring a carbon. Carbon tuma would lo maybe mighty. He doesn't have to bring a carbon. Aval giluach boy. But maybe we'd have to take a haircut. That's the implication. So Gemara says no. Ma tam kamar. It's one vart. Ma tam ain't a maybe carbon tuma. Why doesn't he bring tuma a carbon? Because he's not going to get a haircut. Next, Toshma. Now same exact same question as Alman Aleph. Ain't bein tame shenazar. There's no difference between a tame person who's makabel naziris lenazir tahar shenitma to a tahar nazir who happens to become tame. What's the only difference? Remember what the only difference was? The only difference was day seven.
Seven or eight.
Ella Tame Shanazar Shvish Olam and a minion. If you're Tame in a cemetery, day seven counts as day one. The Nazir Tar Shinitma ain't Shvish Olam and a minion. But if you're a Tame person, if you're a Tar person who happens to become Tame, then day seven does not count as day one. My love, Hal Taglacha Zevazesh Shavin. Doesn't that imply that regarding haircuts it's both the same? The Gemara says, no, lo, hala Malkus, regarding Malkus, if you become over on your Naziris by Tumah, Zev is Shavin. They're both the same, right? They both get Malkus. Aval Taglachas Mai, what would the story be about haircuts? Zeh, a Nazir Tahar that became Tamei, Migalea, would get a haircut. Vzeh, and a Tamei guy who declares Naziris, Eno Migalea, would not become Tamei. So listen to Yai. I didn't say that. The answer is, that's obvious. Tana Shvi Shalo, I mentioned day seven, V'chomelia, and that's all included in that. Why is it that another Tomei, a guy declares Naziris in a cemetery, why doesn't he have to take a haircut? Why not? Because day seven counts for day one. It goes hand in hand. The same thing. Not to mention, it's the same exact thing, same word. Okay. The Tosa says in three lines. Tana Shalo, V'chol Mili. Kivin the Tana Shvi Shalo Olam and a minion. Since day seven counts as day one. Hayna Mishum She'ena Mevi Karpin. That's because it doesn't bring a carpet. Umimela Yadina Delo Edina Megaleach. Kivin the Edina Mevi Karpin. So of course it doesn't make a haircut. You don't have to bring a carpet. It all goes hand in hand. Good?
You say that because of Mitzvah Sayyam Shukikula?
Yeah. No, the answer is because if you're Tamei, right? Well, guys, the regular guy's Tomei. He has to wait 7 days, right? And get sprinkled with a part. Does he have to bring a carbon? No.
Well, the reason the 7 day count is first.
Is because he's not bringing carbonos. Why is he not bringing carbonos? Because he's not really a Nazir. Yeah, he's a Nazir. Yes and no, right? He's not really a Nazir. He's not bringing carbonos. Therefore, day seven counts as day one. Therefore, he doesn't have to take a haircut. It all goes hand in hand. Where am I? Tashma. Ainli Eli Yemei Tumaso. Shane Olam in a minion. It's true that when a Metzora, now I'm going to throw in a Metzora now. A Metzora is Yimei Tumah. Those days don't count. What about Yimei Chiluto, Menayin? How do you know the days when he's becoming out of becoming Metzora? Right, the Metzora's already went away. So now we lock him up for 7 days and we're going to wait for him and then it'll be good. How do you know that counts? Right? Yimei Chiluto, Menayin. Yimei Chiluto, how do you know that Yimei Chiluto Minayin, that they don't count, they're not part of the Cheshbon, they're not part of his counting? Vidinhu, it's a Kavachomer. Ma Yimei Tumaso Megaleach Omevi Karbon, when you're a Tomei Nazir, you have to shave you. A Nazir gets shaved, and he has to bring a Karbon. Af Yimei Chiluto Megaleach Omevi Karbon. So too, when Yimei Chiluto, you also have to get shaved. Right? Nazir, I think a Metzora gets shaved twice. Anyway, ma yimei tumaso, just like yimei tumaso, ain't no olam in a minion, right? When his tamei doesn't count, af yimei chiluto, ain't olam in a minion. So too, when yimei chiluto, it doesn't count, right? So what's the question? Yeah. One second, what's the question? The question is, let's start over, let's read that again. Tashma, ain li eli yimei tumaso. I only know that yimei tumaso of a nazir, shein olam and a minyan. It doesn't count. What about yimei chiluto of a nazir mitzora? How do I know? Minayin. How do I know what? That it also doesn't count? Vidinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Ma yimei tumaso of a regular nazir? Migaleach, umevi karban. Ah, therefore what? Therefore, he has to start over. Ah, yimei chiluto megaleach omevi carbon. So too, yimei chiluto, right, is megaleach, and he has to bring a carbon. Ma yimei tumaso of a nazir, ein olam min aminyan, doesn't count. Ah, yimei chiluto ein olam min aminyan. So too, it also shouldn't count. You can see what he's asking? The answer is lo, of course not. It doesn't make sense. Your comparisons are all way off. Why? Im amarti bimei tumaso, Yeah, you want to tell me to make Tumaso, Shekin, Mevatel, then it's a Kodman. When you become, you're a Nazir, you become Tameh, all your previous days go on to get undone. Lefikach, ain't all women a minion. Therefore, it doesn't count. Tomar, Bimei Chiluto, Shein Mevatel is a Kodman. It doesn't stop your count. A guy's a Nazir for 100 days. After 30 days, it becomes a Mitzorah. Those 30 days are in the bank. Now, what's going to happen now? Okay, it'll take a while till we count to 31. You have to get out of the Mitzorah. But it doesn't undo the previous 30 days. Those days are good. When will day 31 be? I don't know, 2-3 weeks from now when all your Mitzorah is all done.
It's
so, what?
It's on hold.
Doesn't undo the... That's not the same thing as Tumah. The only time that Tumah doesn't undo it is if you declare Nazir is when you're Tumah. You know why? Because you're not really a Nazir yet. Not the same thing at all.
What was the question that we're asking?
That maybe just like you may Chiluto hold it in abeyance, so Dubai Tumah should hold it in abeyance. The answer is no. You make Tumah, undoes the whole previous Tumah, undoes the whole previous Naziris. It starts over from one. When don't you have to start over from one? If you're in the cemetery. Because it doesn't start. It doesn't start yet. That's the difference. You make Chiluto, Eru Vatel Zakodmin, Lefika Cholom and Aminion. Omarta, Uman Nazir, Bekever, Omarta, Man Nazir, Bekever, Shesairo, Roy, Litzgaleach. Right? If you want to, you can shave your head. Ain olam and a minion, and it doesn't count. You may chaluto, shein royal the galachas, which you can't take a haircut now. Well, koloshkein, shein olam and a minion. Certainly. What? The guy declares his ears in a cemetery.
In a cemetery.
Sesairo royal his galachas. He can take a haircut. Right? If he wants to. Right? Ain't olam and a minion. Those days don't count, which is obvious. So you make chiluto. So when you're make chiluto, she ain't royal. You're not allowed to take a haircut when you're make chiluto. Lo kolshki and she ain't olam and a minion. For sure, that shouldn't count. My love, taglachas tuma. Does it mean taglachas of tuma? Lo taglachas tahira. No, it means not taglachas of tuma. It's taglachas of tahira. That's a different taglachas than you're comparing apples and oranges. We'll stop here. Now the Gemara is going to say, yeah, hachidai mistabra. It must mean that. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody, have a very good day.
Oh, yeah.